show them to all. Today's daf is Vav and Tzia, daf Vav, and we are starting about the 11th line with the words Abaye Yomar. And today's daf is sponsored Leilu Nishmas Mars Meir Masar Basav Yaakov Moshe Her Nishama Should Have an Aliyah, and Leilu Nishmas Mars Rivka Basav Meir Zev Her Nishama Should Have an Aliyah. Now we concluded yesterday explaining that Rabbi Yochanan's reason that both fellows in the Mishnah have to swear is only Midrabbanan, and it's because we simply want to prevent people from going over to another, grabbing onto his garment and claiming it's his. As discussed yesterday, we had said even though this fellow was indeed chashud that he might have grabbed the other guy's garment, he's not chashud that he's going to make a false shvua. However, now the Gemara says Abaye Amar, Abaye gives a totally different reason why we're going to make these shnayim achzin metalis make a shvua. Chashina shem milva yishana yashle olav. Our chashash is that maybe he has an old halva on him. In other words, Abaye holds that yes, if a person is chashud al mayna, he is chashud to make a false shvua. Rather, the reason for the shvua is as follows: we suspect that Reuven actually owes Shimon money, or Shimon owes Reuven money, but forgot about it and will definitely deny it. Therefore, in order for him to collect his money, he grabbed the garment, and the shvua now makes sense because he's saying I definitely have value in this garment because of the loan which is owed to me. As the Gemara, if that's really so, nishka b'lay shvua, so he should be able to take without having to make a shvua if he really is owed the money. So Gemara says you're right. Ella rather, chashina shema safek milva yishana yeshle olav. Our chashash is that maybe there's an old milva. Not our chashash is that there definitely was an old halva. Rather, there's an old halva misafek, meaning even he himself is not so sure whether this halva is still in place, and therefore we impose a shvua on him. As the Gemara, v'lav amrina tavas b'mayim sveka mishtaba na misafek. Wouldn't we say that if he's grabbing his fellow's money misafek, because even he himself is not so sure whether he's owed the money, that he'll for sure swear misafek, and we shouldn't trust him? So Amar Pshesh is Rav Avidi. He answers, Parshi inshim misafek shvua, v'loy parshi misafek mamina. A person is going to withhold himself from making a safek shvua, but he's not going to withhold himself from safek mamines. My time, why is that? Because mamin isi b'chazara, shvua lasi b'chazara. Mamines could always be returned. Let's say Shimon thinks that Reuven owes him money. He has no compunctions about grabbing money from Reuven, and later on, if it turns out that he doesn't really owe him the money, so he'll just give it back. But a shvua can never be taken back. Once he makes a shvua, he can't undo that, and therefore we put a shvua on him just to make sure that he's owed the money. And now the Gemara moves on to another question. By Reb Zera asks the following: Takva echad b'fneinu mahu. Let's say one of them grabbed it in front of us. So we have shnayim achzin metalis, Reuven and Shimon walking to Bezin, holding onto a garment, and then all of a sudden Shimon yanked it out of Reuven's hand. What's the halacha? So the Gemara says, hey chidam, what's the scenario? Either shasik, if the guy was quiet, meaning if after it was yanked out of Reuven's hand, he was quiet and he didn't say anything, adu adile, obviously he's admitting to Shimon, okay, it's yours. And if the moment it's yanked out of his hands, he starts yelling, hey, that's mine, my havalei meved. What do you want him to do? Obviously, he's sticking to his tiny that it's his, and it was just simply grabbed out of his hand. So why would we award it to Shimon and not give it back to Reuven? So where it says, Loi tzricha, the olchadish over here is, deshasik meikara v'hadar tzavach. That right away, when it was grabbed from him, he was quiet, he didn't say anything. And then afterwards, he started yelling, hey, you grabbed it away from me, it's really mine. So my, how do we view it over here? Mid the ishtik, from the fact that he was quiet right away, adu adile, does that mean that he's admitting to Shimon, you're right, it's really yours? Adilma, perhaps, came to katzavach hashta, the only reason why he's yelling now, igloi milsa, the high deshasik meikara, that's showing us that originally when he was quiet, Savar, he thought to himself, that the Rabbanan saw Shimon grab it for me, so I don't have to do anything. And when he noticed that they're not doing anything, that's why he started yelling. And maybe that means that he's not being invited to Shimon. So Rav Nachman says, Tashma, we have Rai. The Raisa tells us, when was it said that both of them have to make a shvua, Shishnei Madukimba? That's only if they're both holding on to it. If the talus is coming from one of them, meaning only one of them is holding on to it, then the other guy who wants to take it, he has to bring a Raya. Now, Hechidami, what's the case? If you want to say it's exactly as we just explained, that one guy walks into the bazaar holding a talis, and the other guy is pointing, saying, hey, it's really mine. Pshita, it's obvious that that fellow has to bring a raya. He's not even holding on to it at all. And there'd be no reason for the brisa to tell us that I'm a raya. Rather, what's it referring to? Where both of them are holding on to it, and then one of them yanks it away from the other one in front of us, and the one who was grabbed from was quiet, and then he started yelling, and we see from here very clearly that I'm a raya, and we award it to the anchor. So the Gemara says, Lai, that's not a raya. That's not what we're talking about. And what's this case referring to? Kagan, for example, also come on that they came in front of us and both of them were holding on to it. From Rinalu, we told them, Zilu Plugu, go and split it. Vinafku, and they went out, Vahadarasu, and then they came back into Bezin, Kitavs Lachaminayu, and one of them is holding on to it. So, Hi Omar, Aduyoidili. The guy that's holding on to it says, oh, the other fellow admitted to me that it's really mine. Vahai Omar, and the other guy, the one who's not holding on to it, says, Bidami Gartini Ale, that really it's mine, and I just rented it to him for money, and that's why he's holding it. So, in that situation, the Rinalu, we tell the fellow who's not holding it, Adhashto Khashatale Begazlin. Up until now, you were suspecting him as a Gazlin. You came into Bezdin yelling, this is really mine, and he's grabbing it from me. And now you're willing to rent it to him without Adim watching this exchange? It must be that it's not yours, and it's really his. Alternatively, we could refer to the following. It's like we taught earlier. That they came in front of us, and only one of them was holding on to it. The other one was grappling with it. In other words, one guy walks in holding on to the entire thing, and the other guy is trying to wrestle it away from him, and he's really only holding on to the edge of it, the fringes, but the first guy is really really the main one holding on to it. In that situation, we say, Hamatzi mechaver l'varayo, it's obviously not yours, Mr. Number Two. And v'afilu l'sumchus, even according to sumchus, the Amar Momen Motel Basavik Chalkin, v'loy shvua, who's usually very makel, and he allows a chaluka without a shvua. Over here, he would agree that there's no chaluka at all. Maitu sumchus, over here, sumchus would agree, the sar chalav klumhi, that the second guy who's grappling with it, he's trying to pull it away, but he's really just holding on to the edges, that's not considered like anything, and there wouldn't be a chaluka at all because it belongs to the first guy. So we don't have an answer to our question of two guys walking into Bezin, holding onto this garment, and one of them grabs in front of us. The second guy is quiet and then starts yelling what the halacha is. I'll continue talking about this. Imtim Slimer, if you want to say, then when one guy grabs in front of us, we're going to take it away from him. So ikdisha in a mikudashas. If he's makdash it without grabbing it, we say it's not kadosh because it's not his. However, Imtim Slimer, let's say we would hold, then when one guy grabs it from the other, we're not going to take it away from him. So ikdisha beloy takva mahu. Let's say he was makdash it to the base of mikdash without grabbing it, meaning Reuven and Shimon are holding on to it, and Shimon says, I'm makdash it to the base of mikdash. Do we say that it's kadosh or not? On one hand, given the Amar Meir, since it was stated, Am Yirasa L'Gvaya Kim Yirasa L'Hadya Dami, then when a person simply says something to Gavaya, which is referring to Hashem, to the base of mikdash, meaning he simply expresses words, donating something to the base of mikdash, that's like physically handing something over to a Hedyot, to a regular person. So Kamana Takva Dami, in this case, it's like he physically grabbed it because he was makdash it with his words. I don't know, perhaps, Ashtam Yahalai Takva. Right now, he hasn't grabbed it yet, and Reuven is still holding on to it with him. Uksiv in the Pasuk tells us, V'ish kiyakish is beis ha-kaydash v'gaymer, and a man when he's makdash his house as kaydash. And what do we learn from here? Ma beis ha-vershusai avkav reshusai. Just like his house is 100% in his reshus, so too, anything that he wants to make hektish has to be 100% in his reshus. Lafuke hai, to exclude this guy, doloi reshusai. This garment is not 100% in his reshus. Yes, if he would grab it, we would say that it's 100% in his reshus, but since he hasn't grabbed it yet, perhaps he doesn't have the right to be makdash it. So when temsarai, toshma, hahu, vavon beis on top, masusa, there was a bathhouse, tava mitzvah, love betray. Two people were fighting about it. Hayam redidihu, vahayam redidihu. Each one said, it's mine. And kom chad minayu akdisha. One person got up and he was makdish the bathhouse. So parshim yinah, Rav Chananya, Rav Ishaya, v'kul rabbanon. Rav Chananya, Rav Ishaya, and all the rabbanon stayed away from it because since it's kadosh, you're not allowed to use it because it belongs to hektish. From only Rav Ishaya l'rabba. And Rav Ishaya told Rabba, kelsos kamed Rav Chisda l'kafri. When you get to Kafri, which was a place, and you're by Rav Chisda, be'emine, ask him about this case, meaning I want you to find out whether or not it's really kadosh. And kelsos l'sura, when he got to sura, which was on the way to Kafri, Amalei from Nuna, Rav Nuna told him, Masisinhi, it's a Mishnah. What's a Mishnah? Safik Bechayres. We have a Safik Bechar. We know that a firstborn male, whether human or animal, belongs to a Kayin, and here we have a Safik. We're not so sure if it's considered a firstborn. The mother miscarried previously, and we're not so sure if that miscarriage was considered a real viable baby or not. So therefore, this male that was just born is a Safik. We really don't know if it's considered a Bechar. Echad Bechar Adam, Echad Bechar Behema, whether we're talking about the Bechar of a person or the Bechar of an animal, Bein Tahar and Bein Tameim, whether the animal is Tahar or Tameh, meaning whether it's a kosher animal or a non-kosher animal. We know that the only non-kosher animal that has a din of bechar that's kaddish and has to be given to a kain is a chamar, a donkey. So we're talking about all safik bechares, hamaytzi mechaver al v'raya, the one who's mighty from the other one, he has to bring the raya that really belongs to him. And v'tani Allah, Bryce was taught on that Mishnah that asurim begiz v'avayda, that while it's still by the Yisrael, let's say we're talking about an animal, that animal is not allowed to be shorn and he's not allowed to do work with it, as if it's kaddish. Now here's the raya of Rav Nuna, v'ha'achad ha'amar, over here in this Mishnah that we say, takfu kain ein mitzino yisem yaday, that if the kain would grab this animal from the Yisrael, we're not going to take it away from him. And how do we know that? Diktani, hamatzi mechaver al v'raya. Because we said very clearly that the one who's mighty from the other, he has to bring a raya. So if the kain manages to grab this animal from the Yisrael, that means the Yisrael would have to bring the raya, that it's really not a bechar. And v'chi loy takvai, even if the kain did not end up grabbing it from the Yisrael, we still see that it's kadosh, because we said, asur megiz v'avayda, that it's usur for the Yisrael to shear it or to do work with it. So therefore we see that when two people are in disagreement about something, it belongs to me, no, it belongs to me, there's still this ability for it to become kadosh. Therefore, in this situation, when two fellows were arguing about the bathhouse and one of them made a kadosh, it is considered kadosh, and that's Rav Nuna's raya. However, Amalei Rabba told him, Kedusha b'char ka'amrit, you're talking about the kedusha of a firstborn animal. We like to tell that if the kain grabbed it from the Yisrael, we would take it away from the kain. And still, we can paskin that it's also for the Yisrael to shear it or to do work with it while it's still by him. And why is that? The kedusha b'me'le'a shani, because the kedusha that comes onto it on its own is totally different. Remember, the kedusha comes onto this b'char the moment it's born. The person doesn't have to say this animal is kadosh with kedusha's b'char. The moment it's born, it automatically becomes kadosh. And so therefore, we could say that since it's a higher level of kedusha, when it's in a state of suffix, even though it's by the Yisrael and he doesn't have to give it to the kain, it's still usher for the Yisrael to do work with it or to shear it. But in a case where the only way to make something kadosh is by verbally designating it as such, such as his bathhouse, who says one of these two litigants is able to make it hektish if it's not actually his? And Rav Chananya l'Rabba, Rav Chananya told Rabba, Tanya d'Misa'e l'cha, I have a member from a Tana that's a riot to you, because we have a Mishnah that says as follows, Hasfeikas nechnas l'dir l'aser. Suffolk animals, they're put into the pen to be joined in for the count of Meister Behema. Let's just pause to explain this. We know that every year one has to gather all of his newborn kosher animals into a pen, count them one by one, and every 10th is Meister Behema. And this mission is referring to where Yisrael had a chamar, which is Suffolk Bechar, so he designated a sheep as the pidyon. In the eventuality, the kohen can prove that the donkey really is a Bechar. And so this sheep, which is a Suffolk, is to be put in the pen with all the other animals that need to have Meister taken off of them. Here's Rav Chananya's raya that Rab is correct. If you want to say that when the kohen grabs the Suffolk animal from the Yisrael, we're not going to take it away from the kohen. Why do we take the Suffolk animal and put it into the pen to be joined in with all the other animals from Meister Behema? It turns out that this Yisrael is pottering his own money with the money of the kohen. Because again, if when the kohen grabs it, we're not going to take it from him, that means that it's considered like the mamonis of the kohen. And we know that when a person is chayv in Meister Behema, he's not allowed to use somebody else's money to help him potter his own animals. So why should this animal, which is a Suffolk, be allowed to be put in with his other animals that are chayv in Meister Behema? It must be that the kohen does not have any rights to it, and even if the kohen grabs it, we're going to take it back from the kohen. However, only Abaye told Rav Chananya, if it's because of that, meaning you're trying to bring a raya from that Mishnah, that's not a proof for Rabbah. Why is that? Because Hachamai Eskinon, I could say, what's that Mishnah talking about? Could go into Leslie Elatish of Ahu. He only has 9 animals that are for sure chayv in Meister Behema, and this one, which is a Suffolk, the Manavshach. We could say that a Manavshach, he's allowed to put it in the pen. Ibar Chiyuvahu, if this animal, which is a Suffolk, really is chayv in Meister Behema because it belongs to the Israel, Shaber Kameiser. So it's great, he's taking off Meister because he has 10 animals that are chayv in Meister Behema. And you love Bar Chiyuvahu, if it's not a Bar Chiyuvah, because this animal really belongs to the Kayin, so Tishalav Bar Yisurininhu. The 9 animals that the Israel has are not chayv in Meister anyway, because Meister Behema works by seasons. And since in this season of animals, he only has 9, that means that these 9 are not chayv in Meister Behema anyway. And so just because we say that he could put this sheep, which is a Suffolk, into the pen with others for Meister Behema, that doesn't mean that it actually belongs to the Israel and that the Kayin has no rights to it. However, Abaye immediately retracts from this. Hadron Abaye went back and said, that Lav Milsa Yida Amri, this thing that I just said is actually not true. Desveka Lav Bar Yisurihu, that an animal which is a Suffolk, does it belong to the Israel, does it belong to the Kayin, is in truth not allowed to be used as part of Meiser. And how do I know that? Not because of a mission that says as follows, Kavatz Echar Min HaManuyin L'Saychon Kulin Peturin. If one of the ones that were counted jumped back into them, all of them are Pater. Meaning, let's say he has 100 animals that are Chayv in Meiser Behema. So he counts 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, the 10th one is Meiser Behema, and then he does that again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, the 10th one is Meiser Behema. And then as he's going through this process of counting them, one that was already counted, it was already put to the side, jumped back into the pen because he wanted to be with his friends that weren't yet counted. The Mishnah says that all the remaining ones that have not yet been counted are Pater for Meiser Behema. Now here's a Bais Raya. If you want to say that an animal that's a Suffolk, we're not so sure whether or not it's Chayv and Meiser Behema, that we're still able to join it with the other animals that definitely are Chayv and Meiser, well, Asar Manavshach, then why are we saying that all these animals are Pater? We should take Meiser off of them in Manavshach. Dibar Chiyuvahu, Shaber Meiser. If in the new group of 10 that's counted, every single one of them are for sure Chayv and Meiser, so fine, he successfully did Meiser to the best of his ability. Bilav Bar Chiyuvahu, and for the next 10 that he counts, are not all Chayv and Meiser, because one of them is a Suffolk that jumped back in, well, Nifter Minyan Aroi. We should still Pater them because of Minyan Haroi. We'll explain this in a moment. Da'amar Rava, Rava said, Minyan Haroi, Pater. Minyan Haroi is Pater. Now, what is this Minyan Haroi? So once animals that are Chayv and Meiser Behema are in a group of 10, which means that should everything go smoothly, one will be designated as Meiser and the other one's not. So even if something happens, such as, let's say after counting 5, one of them dies and he doesn't have 10 anymore, he doesn't have to now take the 5 that were counted already and combine them with others because they're part of Minyan Haroi, a count which was fit for proper execution of Meiser Behema. Same here. Even if one, which was already counted, jumped back into the main pen and was counted along with another 9 animals, which means that there really are only 9 that are chayv over here and not 10, the bottom line is that these 9 are still pater for Meiser Behema because they're Minyan Haroi. They were part of a number which was fit for Meiser Behema. Zayin went off on top, he continues, Elamayas Chalamemar. So what could you say? Meaning, why does this Mishnah say that if an animal that was counted already jumps back into the pen of animals that wasn't yet counted, everything's pater? It must be Asiri Vadiyam Rachmana V'lai Asiri Safek. Then when the Torah says that the 10th one is Meiser Behema, it's Kadosh, that means that all 10 of them have to be a Vadai, and not that we're allowed to have a Safek here. Hachanami, so to over here, when we're dealing with our Safek Bechor, Asiri Vadiyam Rachmana V'lai Asiri Safek, we're only allowed to use an animal as part of Meiser Behema if it's a Vadai, if it for sure belongs to the Israel, and not if it's a Safek. And since we said, Sveikas Sechnas Ladir, that this Safek Bechor is allowed to be joined in as part of Meiser Behema, it must be that it belongs to the Israel, and even if the Kohen takes it away from him, we're going to take it back from the Kohen. So we see that Abaye was Chayzer from his rebuttal to Rav Chananya's proof of Rabbah. And not just proof that what we've been talking about all along is correct. Amalei Ravacham Difti Ravina, Ravacham Difti asked Ravina, my Sveikas, what are these Sveikas that we're talking about? They could be placed into the pen and joined in with a count for Meiser behema. Elim, if you want to say safek b'chayres, they were just talking about a regular case of safek b'char, meaning we're not so sure if this kosher animal is a b'char or not. Well, that can't be because yeh kadosh am rachmana v'loshe kvar kadosh. When the Torah says that the 10th animal from Eiser behema shall be kadosh, that means that we make it kadosh. Beforehand, it wasn't kadosh, and when it's counted as a 10th animal, we say it is kadosh. And so we can't be using an animal over here from Eiser behema that already was kadosh, or even if it has a suffix that it was kadosh, namely b'char. So el rather must be suffix pidyon petach hamar. We're talking about an animal that's being used as a suffix pidyon petach hamar. Rav Nachman, like Rav Nachman said, Rav Nachman amar Rav Baravua, Yisrael sheyesh lo asar suffix petach hamar b'soich beisoy. If Yisrael has 10 suffix petach hamars in his house, mafish alein asar sayin, he separates 10 sheep for them, ma'asron, and then he has to take ma'aser off of them, meaning ma'aser behema, behin shalein, they belong to him. And what's this case referring to? So this is talking about Yisrael, who has 10 firstborn donkeys in his house, but they're all a suffix. Maybe they're not a firstborn donkey. And so what does he do? He separates 10 sheep for the pidyon. If they are indeed a firstborn donkey, so they do need to be redeemed. But these sheep themselves are not considered a suffix. They're only going to be used for the pidyon if the suffix donkey turns out to be a vade petach hamar. But again, the sheep themselves are not a suffix. And so therefore, he has to take ma'aser off of them. He has 10 over here. So he counts 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. And the 10th one is ma'aser. And they all belong to him. So we see very clearly from here that when we have a sheep that's being used for the pidyon of a suffix petach hamar, that sheep itself has nothing to do with the kain and is allowed to be used for ma'aser. And that's what we've been discussing all along. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow. Continue to talk about this case in the Mesusa that we started at the top of the previous Amud. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.